Are you familiar with this model, Constable?
I'm afraid not, sir.
Majestic Royale. Case-hardened steel, multiple locking pins, resettable combination, and patented secret compartment.
That's damned clever. Oh, begging your pardon, gentlemen.
You're quite right, Constable. And in this instance, damned interesting, too.
Oh, I must take charge of those papers, sir. They might be important evidence.
Constable, surely it can't hurt if Mr. Holmes just has a brief look.
Well, sir,
Thank you.
Anything important?
Yes, possibly. Say you are, Robbins. I'd like to speak to the housekeeper now.
Yes, sir. I let that man in at 9:30. I wish my hand had withered before I'd done it.
How did your late employer greet him?
Very cordially, sir. They had supper together and then went into the study. That was the last time I saw poor Mr. Oldacre alive.
Did you hear any sounds of disagreement from the study? Raised voices, blows?
I wouldn't, sir. My room is at the front of the house.
What time did you go to bed?
10:30.
It was warm last night. Your window was open?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear any sounds from outside? Someone coming onto the property from the road, perhaps?
Sir, no one came here last night. I can swear to it. No one but Mr. McFarlane.
It's all going wrong. Cone! As wrong as it can go.
No, it's not damaged, thank goodness.
No.
I've written up my notes.
Let's go over it between us. All my instincts are one way and all the facts are another. And British juries haven't yet developed enough intelligence to prefer my theories over Lestrade's facts.
This business about a third person. Someone coming to the house from the street.
Well, there are tramps in that district.
Tramps?
Yes. One passes the study window on his way to the back door, say. What does he see? Two men working on documents that are evidently valuable. Exit the solicitor, enter the tramp. He seizes the stick, kills Oldacre, and departs after burning the body.
Why should he burn the body?
For that matter, why should McFarlane?
It's not a very strong case.
It's not a case at all. There was no third man. I know it's all wrong. I feel it in my bones.
Holmes, the court will need evidence. Proof?
There is something that hasn't come out, and that housekeeper knows it.
Shall I go through what you said?
There is one curious point.
Oh, yes?
Yes, those hidden papers, the genuine accounts.
You mean the papers McFarlane saw were fakes?
Some of them were, certainly. The late gentleman's business wasn't doing as well as our client had been led to believe. The state of his bank balance was surprisingly low, principally due to a series of large checks paid to a Mr. Cornelius.
Blackmail?
Yes, very large checks, and there were also a good many unpaid bills.
How did you know there were documents hidden in the safe?
I didn't until I looked.
But you asked young Robbins if any papers had been taken away. You knew some were missing.
That was a different matter entirely. There were references to some valuable deeds. They weren't there. There's no good talking about it anymore, Watson. Not tonight.
Just as you like. Perhaps there'll be some new development tomorrow.
Yes, perhaps.
I'm going to bed.
Good night.
I'm afraid that this case will end with Lestrade hanging our client. A triumph for Scotland Yard.
Good morning, Miles.
Holmes, didn't you get any sleep at all?
Your new development from Norwood.
Important fresh evidence to hand. McFarlane's guilt definitely established. I advise you
to abandon case.
Sounds serious.
It's Lestrade's little cock-a-doodle of victory.
Look, let's have some breakfast.
No food for me.
Holmes, you must eat.
I can't spare any energy for digestion.
Very well, I'll have a quick bite and then we'll go down to Norwood together and see what we can do. How's that?
Well, Mr. Holmes, have you proved me wrong yet?
I have formed no conclusion whatever, Lestrade.
But I formed mine yesterday, and now it proves to be correct. You don't like being beaten any more than the rest of us do. Well, a man can't expect always to have it his own way. Can he, Dr. Watson? Step this way, if you please, gentlemen.
A This is where McFarlane's hat and stick were placed when he arrived, and also where he must have come to get his hat after the murder. Now look, there.
A blood stain.